Hare Krishna. It's a great honor and privilege, blessing to be present with all of the sadhus at the Sadhu Sangha retreat. His Holiness and Kingdomya Swami requested that I speak on the subject of Sadhu Sangha. And this subject is so important and so deep and so broad that we could discuss it for hours and days. But under the circumstances, just speak a little bit, because we are here for Sadhu Sangha, but we are here because of Sadhu Sangha, and we will continue in Krishna consciousness only with Sadhu Sangha. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita discusses Sadhu Sangha, and the verse that's somewhere is the first verse in the series. So we'll recite that briefly and continue the discussion from there. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
The chief principle.
Translation. The root cause of devotional service to Lord Krishna is association with advanced devotees. Even when one's dormant love for Krishna awakens, association with devotees is still most essential. Can you repeat? The root cause of devotional service to Lord Krishna,
is association
with advanced devotees.
Even when one's
dormant love for Krishna awakens,
association with devotees
is still most essential. Please the holy name. So we met at Radha.
And he was discussing this point about sadhu sangha associated with more advanced devotees. And he said that, and at the time it was quite a topic, but it's probably always a topic. At the time he mentioned that there are devotees who thought that you have to go outside ISKCON to find more advanced devotees. And there could be different reasons why they thought that. At least from a certain perspective, we're all sort of similar age. Of course, we're older now than we were at that time. But there were sadhus, you know, older than we were, born in India, learned in Sanskrit, and so Satchidananda Swami was making the point that if we're in a humble mood, we will see our God brothers or God sisters or people who are superficially similar to ourselves as being more advanced. And that would fulfill the condition sadhu sangha sotobare. He gave the example of the two of us that he, you know, we're, of course, not really, but superficially we appeared to be. And so he was thinking that, oh, here is Swami, you know, he's more advanced than I am, I can learn from him. And then he said, and Giriraj Swami is thinking, and this part is true, that Satchidananda Swami is more advanced than I am, and I can learn from him. And, you know, in that mood, we are getting sadhu sangha. Now, once His Holiness Niranjan Swami was staying with me at my small ashram in Santa Barbara, and I knew that he had a profound respect and appreciation for Srila Gaudiya Swami Maharaj. And I'm not sure why, but I just asked him, do you sometimes pray to Srila Gaudiya Swami Maharaj? He said, yes, I do, every day. And I pray to you too. I said, what? Do you really? And he said, yes. I pray to a number of my God brothers every day. And I said, well, that's odd, because I pray to you too. And he said, well, I don't know how that works, because I'm getting whatever strength I have from all of you. So this is the mood of, you know, that we see others, as Prabhupada said in such simple language, that we address each other as Prabhu. Prabhu means master, to be served. And that way we see ourselves as the servants of all the Prabhus. Now sadhu sangha, of course there's Vani and Baku, but we're here together in person, or through the internet. And so, actual physical proximity to a sadhu can also be very powerful. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur recommends that one chant the holy name in the association of devotees who have taste, and that helps us in our chant. Once a devotee in Vrindavan, Arjuna Vigraha Devi Dasi, she passed away. And so she's a good devotee. And, you know, well, we took her body to the Yamuna in Vrindavan. And then afterwards, after the cremation, we went into the Yamuna River to bathe and do Gayatri. And for some reason, I ended up, well, not for some reason, but by conscious design, but I was doing Gayatri in the water, standing, you know, very close to His Holiness Bhaktivinoda Govinda Swami Maharaj. And that Gayatri was one of the most profound Gayatris I've ever chanted. Just so many things were being revealed. And but suddenly at a certain point I lost that. And I was like bewildered, what happened? And then I opened my eyes and looked around and I saw Govinda Maharaj was walking out of the water. And I, oh, I see, that was all because I was next to Govinda Maharaj. So, yes, it's such a blessing, this gift of sadhu sangha. It's one of the, in a way, the most important gifts of many gifts that Srila Prabhupada gave us. He did say that advancement in Krishna consciousness is 90% association. But we should associate properly, and as I hinted, we should be careful to avoid criticizing devotees. Sometimes we do it so casually that we're not even conscious of it, but it does have its effect. We should be careful of that. There's a very striking verse in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which says that the dust of the feet of devotees, pure devotees, can elevate one to the highest position. But the same dust, if offended, can push one down to the lowest regions. So associating with devotees is the greatest boon. It's the greatest opportunity, but we should associate with them in humble mood of appreciation and service. There's one story which I heard from Holiness and Hinduma Swami about the value of even a moment's association with a devotee. There is a verse
Sabhi Sangha, Sabhi Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kwaya, Lava Mantra, Sabhi Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Pada. Just by association with the Sabhi for a moment, and Lava is 1/11th of a second. That's how little association you need. So, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Koi. All the scriptures say that even by a moment's association with a devotee, you can get all perfection. Because in that moment, you can get the seed of devotional service, and that devotional service will ultimately give you all perfection. So, in this leela, in pastime, there was a drunk who was so degraded and debauched that he couldn't even walk. You know, he just collapsed in a drunken stupor. And by chance, the great sage Narada Muni and his associate, maybe Parvati Muni, came upon him in that condition. And sadhus, Suridam Sadhade, you know, they're the best friends and well-wishers of all living entities. So they saw this fellow and, you know, tried to preach to him to help him improve his life. But he couldn't really hear their instructions. But he was a little respectful. He just was not interested at all. So Narada Muni said, well, at the time of death, the Yamadutas, the agents of Yamaraj, the Lord of Death who punishes the sinful, they will come to get you. And when they come, you should ask them one question. And the question is, what is the value of a moment's association with a devotee? Just do that. So, he basically continued his sinful life. And, you know, the time of death came, and fortunately he remembered that instruction of Narada Muni. And sure enough, the Yamadutas came to take him for punishment. And he said, before we go further, I just have one question. What is the value of a moment's association with the devotee? So the Yamadutas replied, that's a very good question. I don't think we can answer that. We'll go to our master, Yamaraj, and asked him. So they went to Yamaraj and asked him the questions. That's a very good question. I don't think I can answer that myself. Let's go to Lord Brahma. So they went to Lord Brahma, asked him the questions. It's a very good question. I don't think I can answer that myself. We'll go to Lord Shiva. He's like almost as good as Vishnu. And they went to Lord Shiva, same thing. But in this case, I don't think I can answer that. So we better go to Lord Vishnu. So they went to Lord Vishnu, explained the whole situation. What is the value of a moment's association with the devotee? And Lord Vishnu replied,
you're here. And once having come here, you never return to the material world. So we are, you know, so blessed to have that association. And of course, we can't help but think of Srila Prabhupada on this occasion, the 50th anniversary of, you know, almost the 50th anniversary of his leaving India and coming to America. And it was a little bit past that, and almost the anniversary of his incorporation of ISKCON, which is really meant to give people the association of devotees. But when Srila Prabhupada came, there were no devotees, at least they weren't aware they were devotees. And it was really by his associates that a touchstone, you know, when Narada Muni delivered a hunter and made him into a devotee. Parvati Muni said, you're like a touchstone, you know, just by your association. This lowly hunter became a devotee. And so Srila Prabhupada is that touchstone, and it's really because of him that there are any sadhus. outside of India, it's fair to say. And so the society, the association, the society is so important. And again, I'm reminded of that time when Satchinandan Swami did that Navrata at Radhakund. And I was so impressed and so touched that he actually left Vrindavan early. He didn't wait until the end of Kartik. And he went to South India to a temple of Lord Nishinadeva. And the reason he did that was to pray to Lord Nishinadeva for ISKCON, not to protect ISKCON. And that is, so ISKCON is so important because it's society for Krishna consciousness, society of devotees. And, we should be, aware of how much Srila Prabhupada sacrificed for the sake of this society, for the sake of us, future generations, thousands of years, at least 10,000 years. And, there was one little incident in Calcutta. There was a lot of difficulty in the temple at that time. But to make a long story short, when Srila Prabhupada came, the devotees met him, and they expressed their concerns and their grievances and their complaints. And Srila Prabhupada listened very patiently and sympathetically, and he gave some advice how to deal with the problems. But then at the end, his mood changed a little. And he said, actually, we should be careful about discussing these topics too much, because our real business is to chant and hear about Krishna. And if we spend too much time discussing the difficulties with the management, we can forget our real business. And then he said that personally, Because his motto was always everything for Krishna and nothing for me. And then he started to recount some of the difficulties he underwent. You know, coming to America, in America in the early days, and he was saying, you know, do you think it was easy? And you know, when he was speaking like the devotional, practically he was, you know, he was going through all the things he endured, and he said, do you think it was easy? And most of us never even thought about it in those terms. And no, it wasn't easy. You know, he sacrificed a lot for us, for his time. And so we should, you know, we should reciprocate and do as much as we can for him and for his society. And yes, somehow reminded of a saying, dharma rakshati rakshataha, that if you protect dharma, dharma will protect you. So I'm sort of thinking that way, that if we protect ISKCON will protect us. So I've come to the limit, but of time with class. But I have some few announcements. First of all, the books, Srila Prabhupada's books. I mean, everything is in Srila Prabhupada's books, and we should read them. Of course, we should read them. And Vaisheshika, who gave us some good suggestions on how we can go about that. He also said, I could mention that he's selling sets of books for a very reduced price. I think a set is like $350 or $400 usually. But today, Sadhu Sangha, they're just $250. I said, what? And on top of that, the books are signed by disciples of Srila Prabhupada, some of the books. And I said, you know, if I was in a position, I'd buy them all up. And so anyway, those are there. And there's also a table for Bhakti Godhead magazine. At one point, Srila Prabhupada said, Bhakti Godhead is the bad form of ISKCON. And it's also very important that we support Bhakti Godhead magazine. And it's struggling a little bit, you know, with the changing times, and it needs subscribers. And so please see the back of the table. And in some places, South Africa, they've done a lot with back to Godhead subscriptions. And they also offer it as a benefit to donors and so on. But yeah, I'm just really grateful to all of you. I couldn't survive for a moment without the association of all of you, so I'm totally indebted to you, and all my love to you, and pray that you will accept me as your son. Thank you.